Hardware can last a long time. Originally written the 1st of March 2025. And it could last even longer, and I wish it would. Even I, a full contact computer user, would probably still be using a mid-2012 MacBook Pro as a daily driver laptop if it weren't for the fact that the battery in it, and the replacement battery I put in it, both died. Cathode Ray Dude made a point in one of his videos, 7 users on 1 PC, but is it legal? Check the link, about something he called the plateau. The idea that computers have simply gotten good enough, fast enough, capable enough for certain tasks. You only need so much oomph to read your email and use Word. The rest is, realistically, a waste. So why upgrade if you don't have a need for it? Just ask the grandmas around the world who only keep a laptop around to do their banking online and to send and receive emails. Maybe a dash of Word and Excel, but rarely anything more than that. And for that alone, you don't need much in the way of hardware. Hell, you probably specifically don't want newer software, since it will A, probably be more unfamiliar, and 2, be less performant. Windows 11. Well, my mid-2012 MacBook Pro would probably still have been used if it weren't for the fact that the battery in it died. Well, it didn't die, per se, but it did start to bulge, and I wasn't having that around me. That machine was great for me. I did everything on that thing before I had a proper desktop. I ran VMs on it. I played games on it. I edited Wikipedia on it. I read article after article and comment section after comment section on it. Realistically, there's nothing I'm doing now on my much newer M1 Pro MacBook Pro that I couldn't do on that thing if it had a functional battery. I even prefer the keyboard on that old machine compared to the new one. I was lucky enough to miss the scourge that was the butterfly switches, though, thankfully. The serious stuff gets done on my desktop nowadays, but all the casual stuff could easily be done on a machine that's well over 10 years old now. Heck, if it weren't for the fact that it throttles to hell and back when running without a battery, I would probably just have continued using it without that battery. I would have tried at least, although I imagine it would have been too impractical, since I do use my new MacBook untethered every now and then, even if it doesn't come up that often. Sure, my new machine has a significantly better screen. It's a lot brighter, a lot higher resolution. But I practically never use my MacBook outside, so the brightness is mostly pointless for me, although just having the option is nice. That extra brightness would have been useful, I think, once during the 9 years I used my old MacBook. The higher resolution is nice, but it's not like I'm watching 4K Blu-ray quality films on this thing. It's mostly random YouTube and whatever else, and beyond that, it's mostly reading, which my old machine's display was perfectly serviceable for. The speakers on my new machine are a lot better than on my old machine, but in just the same way as with the screen, this mostly goes unused. My new MacBook speaker can get quite a bit louder without distorting. Very nice if you need an impromptu Spotify machine at a party. Not needed at all for what I use it for. I don't think I've ever used the speaker at more than 50% other than showing them off or testing them. The keyboard on my old machine was straight up better than my new one. Guess that's what happens in the name of making them thinner. Same goes for the glow-up Apple logo on the back. I like that. It had charm. Now it's just a black logo. If I could put a new good battery into it, and get back the 7-ish hour battery life it had when it was new, it would be a miracle. It would be perfectly usable for what I needed to do. And even if I eventually wanted to move on to something better, it would have been passed along to someone who doesn't need it to do all that much. But the battery I did put in it when the old one started to bulge after 8 years of service also started to bulge not long after the 1 year mark, and the place I bought that battery from was the only reasonably trustworthy place I knew about that I could get a battery. So in practice, replacing the battery isn't really viable. However, the web would probably catch up with me. I don't need much performance, but I do need a web browser, the chat client du jour, and at least the nominal ability to do some gaming. It doesn't need to be fancy. It can just be Minecraft or some Steam game no older than the machine itself. But it does need to be able to do that if I'm to be happy with it. Firefox and Discord are probably going to keep being supported for a long time, even on fairly old x86 machines. And so long as no major performance regressions show up, that thing could have several years of life left. Some performance regressions are probably going to happen eventually, but I doubt it's going to get to the point where I can't read a mostly text-based website with minimal JavaScript. And I like to believe I'm patient enough to deal with it when I need to access some government website or my bank, which is way too much JavaScript compared to what it reasonably needs, since the need is pretty rare. Heck, even if macOS itself proves to be unworkable for whatever reason, Linux could probably extend its life a fair bit, assuming the hardware is decently supported, and there aren't any non-obvious issues like, say, the trackpad being horrible to use in Linux or whatever. Maybe the lack of hardware acceleration eventually kills any viability for me. YouTube kinda needs to work, and decoding AV1 on a dual-core processor, even if it's a hyper-threaded i7, is probably asking a bit too much, although I haven't actually tested that. And it's probably moot anyway, since H.264 is probably going to be the lowest common denominator for video on the web for a long time. This is, of course, in the context that I now do have a powerful desktop PC, where all the full contact computing TM happens nowadays. If I need to render a video, it happens there. If I need to run some stupid Windows program in a VM, it happens there. If I'm playing video games, it mostly happens there. And even if I'm not within walking distance of my desktop computer and need to do some inane thing that would take ages on my laptop, I can remote into my desktop and do it there and transfer the files when I need them back to my laptop fairly quickly. No serious computing TM is happening on my laptop unless I'm dicking around, in which case the stakes are non-existent, and thus it doesn't really matter if those things don't work out. If it's important, it happens on my desktop. Not everybody has this option, but most people aren't also full contact computer users. I hate to think about how much this applies to businesses and non-personal computing. How many banks and other non-tech businesses would be perfectly happy using Windows XP on their back end if it weren't for the fact that security updates are something you can't really ignore. Heck, even their front end, that is, whatever the relevant employees are interacting with for their job, be that the interface for some industrial machinery, some variation of a database program, or whatever else, probably doesn't need updates in any meaningful sense of the word for the work to continue. Unless that update provides tangible and obvious benefits. In any case, where that computer is single purpose and only really running a program and not much beyond that, there's little reason to not just continue doing what works and is known to work well for the past several years. But in practice, continuing to use hardware that is no longer secure ends up being irresponsible and unviable. It's one thing if grandma loses all her life savings because she's on Windows XP. It's something else entirely if her bank functionally ceases to exist because they were on XP. Or for a real-world example, if a hospital were to use Windows XP and thus have devices stop working once an attack breaks out. Link to WannaCry ransomware attack on Wikipedia. Many businesses don't need the new features any substantial upgrade is going to give them. They need a file server. It needs to host files, and that's it. Plus some regular maintenance to make sure the backups are working. They might need an email server. It needs to do email, and that's it. There's often a bit more to it than that, and some places do need more hardware as they grow, but probably not to the extent that they need to upgrade their hardware as often as they do. How many ATMs out there would realistically only have been replaced on an as-needed basis if security updates weren't a concern? I hate to think about the amount of e-waste generated simply because whatever server or other device didn't get security updates anymore, despite the fact that they were completely fit for purpose in all other respects. It's a real shame that what should be a reasonably fixable issue causes me to go out and have to buy an all-new machine. Even if I did find the performance to be a bit lacking after a few more years, I could have made for a convenient backup machine, or I could have passed it along to someone who only really needs it to read their email and not much else. But what should be and what actually is are two very different things. This file is published under the Creative Commons Zero license, as well as the WTFPL. Send feedback, messages, complaints, questions, musings, poems, and cat photos to web@telaneo.net.